And now this is a dictation for Arlene, A-R-L-E-N-E, Downs, D-O-W-N-S. October 11, 36, addresses a letter to Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Boyk, B-O-Y-K, 802-5955. Dear Mrs. Boyk, follow up for Arlene, chronic kidney disease, last visit April, comes accompanied with family, morbid obesity, hard of hearing, uses a cane, no fall, has an ileostomy, good output, no bleeding, tries to keep hydration, no urinary symptoms, a stable edema, uses only as needed oxygen, 2 liters, nothing on a regular basis, review system done, medication list review. I will highlight the diltiazem as the only potential blood pressure medicine. She's been on nicotine gums already for 20 years or longer. She has smoked in that period of time. Pressing weight 201, blood pressure 140 over 70, lungs are clear. No gross arrhythmia, there is morbid obesity as well as edema. Non-focal, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is August, creatinine 1.6. She's being as good as 1.3, as bad as 2.1, lightly representing Valium status from the ileostomy. If this will be a steady state, represents a GFR of 30, stage 3B to 4. Labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3B to 4, variable in relation to ileostomy, Valium status. No symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis. She has metabolic acidosis, primarily from ileostomy losses. There has been no need for EPO treatment. Present potassium is normal. Nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal. No need for phosphorus binders. She already restricting diet as she's trying to protect her kidneys. I command her about this good, erase commanded. I praise her about these changes in terms of how much fluid. It depends on many factors. The most important, the ostomy output, her thirst, continue chemistry in a regular basis, come back on the next 6 months.